Good morning, but not to the CVC. And I bet you don't know his name. We will tell you more about him in today's editorial. But good morning to Virat Kohli for becoming the fastest batsman to reach 10,000 ODI runs and effortlessly breaking Tendulkar's record. And it's better for us to talk about that than discuss the origins of Rasgullas, because that might make me end up in jail, as it happened to Abhijit Iyer Mitra, who got arrested because of a Twitter conversation that happened an year ago where he wasn't really being sweet about Rasgulla's genealogy. And funny how Narendra Bhai had a tweet for every issue and they are coming to haunt him, like Kejriwal dug out his tweet from 2013 when the not yet Prime Minister Narendra Bhai was taking shots at UPA saying stuff like, quote, unfortunate that in its quest to target political opponents, center is undermining intelligence systems with CBI questioning IB officials, unquote. It is 25th October and CBI is the latest victim of organized loot and legalized plunder, aka the Narendra Modi government. So let's start today's editorial with the key files and CBI director Alok Verma's table and make our way to the CBC, who is the latest to expose his political colors. From a Rafael deal complaint to Medical Council of India bribery case, from a probe into a coal mine allocation case, which also involves an IAS officer, to an investigation into the Sterling Biotech case in which Special Director Rakesh Asthana's alleged role was being probed. These were just among the works in progress files on CBI Director Alok Verma's table when he was suddenly sent on leave on Wednesday. While the Indian Express has learned that some of the unfinished work on Alok Verma's table include A. the complaint against alleged irregularities in the Rafael fighter deal with France. The verification process of the complaint was on in the agency and sources said a decision was to be taken. So the 132-page complaint was received by Verma on the 4th of October and had been filed by former Union Ministers Yashwant Sinha and Arun Shori along with lawyer and activist Prashant Bhushan. Now the Government of India, aka the Narendra Modi government, has squarely put the onus on CVC, saying that it was the CVC who called the Verma's removal, even though the CVC has no such power. But let's talk about this CVC for a bit, and you'd know how the entire pool is dirty. And just a reminder that this government does not have a Lokpal appointed. So about the CVC, well, his name is K.V. Chaudhary. And like most of the Narendra Bhai's nominee, he too had a blemish record but paved his way into the hot seat. Chaudhary was the chief of the Central Board of Direct Taxation. He was appointed the CVC chief in 2015 when the government, for the first time, broke away with the tradition of appointing an IAS officer as the chief of the anti-corruption watchdog since it was formed in 1964. Now, a bench of Justices Arun Mishra and Mohan Shantana Gowdar dismissed the petition filed by NGO Common Cause, alleging that the two had blemish records. Now, just to re-jog your memory, Justice Arun Mishra also happens to be infamous for being supportive of the former CJI Deepak Mishra's role, and also because of Judge Loya's case after he was made to recuse. Well, just saying, this appointment of CVC has finally paid off for Narendra Bhai. Since Rafael is where it's at, the trio who are trialessly doing all the work of the opposition, the Lal Pal of modern day India, Yashwant Sinha, Arun Shori and Prashant Bhushan, well, they're not willing to let Narendra Bhai breathe easy and have moved a fresh petition in Supreme Court seeking a CBI probe into the Rafael fighter jet deal. Well, the three petitioners said they had collected some evidence and approached the CBI on 4th October, which started this entire CBI fiasco, seeking registration of an FIR and a probe into the case of criminal misconduct by high-ranking public servants. They alleged that there was enormous pressure on the CBI because of the nature of the persons involved not to undertake this investigation, and as a result, no FIR had been registered. The petitioners sought a direction to the agency to file an FIR and investigate the matter in a time-bound manner and to submit periodic status reports to the court. The plea also prayed the court to ensure that records are not tampered with and officials probing the case are not transferred midway. Well, enough about politics. In other news, Train 18, the country's first engineless train, which is being regarded as a successor to the 30-year-old Shatabdi Express, is set to hit the tracks for trials on 29th of October. The swanky 16-coach prototype without a locomotive engine will cut travel time by 15% compared to the Shatabdi. And I really need to share this bizarre news that I read this morning. Well, a Faridkot-based horse breeder and a retired deputy district attorney was duped by a group of conmen who sold him a horse that was dyed black for ₹17.5 lakh. Well, horse breeder Karanbir Inder Singh Shekhon of Faridkot, whose family is involved in business of horses, realized that he had been duped when white spots started surfacing on the body of the black horse a few days after the sale. Well, after some time, the horse, a stallion nonetheless, eventually turned white. Police have registered a case of cheating against 8 people, but none has been arrested. And on to international news, where Donald Trump uses iPhone and his administration is not at all happy about it. US spy agencies, the officials of theirs, have said that China and Russia have been eavesdropping on the president's cell phone calls from human sources inside foreign governments and intercepting communications between foreign officials. The officials said they have also determined that China is seeking to use what it is learning from the calls, how Trump thinks, what arguments tend to sway him, and to whom he is inclined to listen, to keep a trade war with the United States from escalating further. And if you want to see irony dying, these two new species are making my head roll with laughter. Well, the first one is about Donald J. Trump, of course. President Donald Trump has called on people to be more civil in politics after a series of suspected explosives were sent to high-profile US figures. He was speaking after parcels were sent to CNN and top Democrats, including Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. None of the packages exploded. The FBI has launched a hunt for the sender. But the president's critics called his latest remarks hypocritical, as he often uses vicious language against his opponents and the press. And the second one is about Mohammed Dasbin Salman, the clown prince of Saudi Arabia. Well, the Saudi crown prince has vowed to punish all the culprits responsible for the murder of writer Jamal Khashoggi in Turkey. Speaking at the business forum in Riyadh, Mohammed bin Salman said, quote, "The crime was painful to all Saudis," unquote, but he would never allow any rift with Turkey. I will not take the laugh away, but this news was just so bizarre and scary that I had to share it even at the cost of taking more of your time. Well, authorities in central Florida say two middle school girls brought knives to school in a foiled plot to kill classmates, cut them up and drink their blood. And on to football to keep your eyes set on the goal. Well, Mohamed Salah scored twice to reach a half century of Liverpool goals in a comfortable victory over Red Star Belgrade as the Reds went top of Champions League group with a 4-0 win. Well, Barcelona came through their first test without the injured Lionel Messi, earning a convincing 2-0, maintaining their 100% start in this Champions League as they cruised to victory over Inter Milan at the Nou Camp. Well, England international Jadon Sancho scored his first Champions League goal as Borussia Dortmund recorded an impressive win over Atletico Madrid 4-0, and PSV fight back to hold Tottenham after goalkeeper Lloris was sent off with a draw 2-2, which really doesn't work for both the teams and might just make way for Tottenham's exit from the league. And that is all from me for today. I'll be back tomorrow, and if you want to be as amazed as Messi was last night, then go watch Brozovic creatively lying down to stop a goal. It's totally worth it, and I've never ever seen anything like this attempted before. Goodbye from takeapart.in.